It is time now for the WILO Chamber of Commerce Leading in Uncertain Times. We do it every weekday at 8:45 right here inside the Party Line program. We have EMA Director Daryl Sanders with us. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning.
Appreciate your time this morning. What's the latest we need to know this Friday morning in Clinton County?
Well, I'm sure you've reported that we have at least one confirmed case. What we're doing for the county is every morning we have a meeting in the EOC with the ESS, which are the emergency support functions that we've activated to help put our emergency plan in place. The commissioners have activated our emergency plan, and that plan. So right now we have a communication warning element. We have the health department, law enforcement, and public information. We have 18 ESS emergency support functions, and it's the EMA director's job to activate those as needed. So we've had four activated as of right now.
Daryl, it seems like everybody really got on board with this as far as everybody working together. And early to mid last week, I saw all these organizations coming together and, like you said, having morning meetings and just really touching base. Seems like we're pretty well covered with what we've got here in Clinton County.
Well, we have a very good emergency plan. Of course, I've been here 13 years, and my main job is to make sure that our emergency plan is updated every year, and that when the commissioners activate it, that we're able to put it in place with least confusion as possible.
What are you anticipating? I know over the next couple of days, it's hard to anticipate anything. Do you think that measures like the Parks Department did yesterday, keeping, you know, forcing kids to stay away from each other because you drive past TPA Park and you see kids playing basketball and touching each other and stuff, things like that, you'd like to think people do it on their own, but sometimes you got to step in, right?
Well, I think that's probably true. A lot of that, my main job is to organize the ESS together and let them have, for instance, the health department would have more to say about that than me, but I try to keep it to where, keep it in our, stay in our lanes to where we if we're responsible for information to be put out, that's the ESS that does it.
Daryl, is there any best advice that you can give everybody right now or just keep status quo of what they've been doing?
They've done a pretty good job in Clinton County of staying in. They've got a, I'm glad we're probably taking it more serious in some counties.
Yep.
It was nice that the governor implemented the stay at home. Also in Clinton County, the commissioners yesterday, we put in act a travel advisory or travel watch. A travel watch means you can go to work, go to the store, essential travel. But for people just to get out and ride around, then they might get in trouble far as that goes, but as long as people just do the essentials they have to do and go back home and stay at home, I mean, you can go out in the yard. Yesterday was a great day to go out and enjoy yourself. I know some people are getting stir crazy, but if they can just kind of enjoy their families and go out in the yard and maybe a little extra work around the house, whatever, to kill the time till we can get this thing, I think that's probably the best bet.
Yeah, it was a nice day yesterday, and it looks like we're supposed to get some rain the next couple days. But, boy, anytime you get the sunshine and stuff, I saw some people out walking yesterday a little bit and the day before that, too. So, yeah, if you get a chance, get out of the house, but stay away from each other, even if you meet each other on the sidewalk or something, right?
You're exactly right. One thing I need to talk about is we do have a EOC briefing every morning at 10 o'clock. And each of these ESS are on. We spent about over $200,000 on an emergency operations center in the basement of the jail. Well, we can't use it because we can't get close to each other. So now everything's being done by phone, which is great. But we never foresaw this happening when we had that EOC built. So it's we still activate the EOC right now. Renee Crick is taking care of that. Everything goes through there as far as communications, but. As of right now, we're all calling in on a phone line to talk.
Okay. So, Daryl, I guess you're just, again, things change sometimes hour to hour and day to day. You guys getting plenty of rest?
Not much. Yes, the day before yesterday, I think I had wound up having 87 phone calls. So.
Oh, gee. Wow.
Oh, gee.
Well, what is, if you do, while we've got you on the air, what is the reason somebody would need to call your office? Is there a reason?
Well, there's we have some information like flooding. We have information on severe weather, that type of thing. If we have sandbags out here available that they can come out and fill their sandbags and take them back to their residents if they're having trouble with flooding. We're kind of like an insurance policy. We're not thought of very much until we're needed. So
right.
Once they see a need for us, then we're fairly important at that time. But that's part of the job, and I understand that.
Sure, absolutely. Anything else we need to know, Daryl, or Ken, you got any more questions?
No, I'm fine. I got the main one asked I wanted to ask. So.
Okay. Anything else we need to know, Daryl, before we let you go for this weekend?
One other thing you might need to know is as far as the PPE, personal protection equipment.
Yes.
The health department is taking care of the hospital and EMS as far as ordering that from the state. EMA is ordering it for the public safety people, which would be law enforcement and fire. So I know they got a small shipment in yesterday for the health department, and our shipment's about a week out. I've checked with all the departments, and they have at least a week's supply, so that'll do us for right now, but we're working to try to get more in, and of course everybody in the nation's doing the same thing. But
yeah, right.
I've been assured that in a week we'll have some more, but as of right now, we've had enough in Clinton County to last us about a week, as of right now, for the public safety.
Okay. Daryl Sanders, we appreciate your time this morning, sir. Thank you very much for your efforts and all your staff.
Thanks, Daryl.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. You too. EMA Director Daryl Sanders for Clinton County on the WILO Chamber of Commerce, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading in uncertain times.